An excerpt from Hiroshima by John Hershey. A noiseless flash. At exactly 15 minutes past 8 in the morning on August 6, 1945, Japanese time, at the moment when the atomic bomb flashed over Hiroshima, Miss Toshiko Sasaki, a clerk in the personnel department of the East Asia Tin Works, had just sat down at her place in the plant and was turning her head to speak to the girl at the next desk. At that same moment, Dr. Mazukazu Fujii was settling down cross-legged to read the Osaka Eishai on the porch of his private hospital overhanging one of the seven Delactic rivers which divide Hiroshima. Mrs. Hatsuyo Nakamura, a tailor's widow, stood by the window of her kitchen watching a neighbor tearing down his house because it lay in the path of an air raid defense fire lane. Father Wilhelm Klinsorge, a German priest of the Society of Jesus, reclined in his underwear on the top floor of his order's three-story mission house, reading a Jesuit magazine, Stimmen der Zeit. Dr. Terfumo Sasaki, a young member of the surgical staff of the city's large modern Red Cross hospital, walked along one of the hospital corridors with a blood specimen for a Wasserman test in his hand, and the Reverend Mr. Kashi Kiyosho Tanimoto, pastor of the Hiroshima Methodist Church, paused at the door of a rich man's house at Kauai, the church's city's western suburb, and prepared to unload a hand cart full of things he had evacuated from town in fear of the massive B-29 raid which everyone expected Hiroshima to suffer. 100,000 people were killed by the atomic bomb, and these six were among the survivors. They still wonder why they lived when so many others died.